checkpoint 69, I'll have further words for you then.
Roger, checkpoint 69.
If you're ready, copy, sir.
Roger, I'm ready.
Okay, your FAC will be cover you 570. Rendezvous 135 for 75 nautical off of channel 72. And altimeter for that area will be 3001, strike frequency Alpha Foxtrot, sir.
Roger, Alpha Foxtrot, and 3001.
Yeah, that's firm.
And the chance that I'll switch to Alpha Foxtrot this time, I've cleared.
That's fine, sir. You will be cleared this time.
I just switch Alpha Foxtrot. Copy 570.
Champ, you're 407, copy 570.
Roger, it's Champ 407. We're 58 north of Tacan 72 en route to your position. Flight of two Alpha 7s at base plus 12. Mission number 16-23, 16 Mark 82s instantaneous, 4 CBUs, and 20 mic mic.
Roger that, copy that. And the rendezvous will be 135 at 55 off of channel 72. And what we're going to get with, if y'all are willing, is try to get a couple 37s and a 20, and a 22.
Roger, understand, gun running.
That's most of harm.
Ready to play.
And Champion 407, I might as well give you a target rundown on the way in if you'd like.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, the target elevation is approximately 1,200 feet. It's in the River Valley in a place we call the Dog's Head. Are you familiar with this area?
We did a little research just before launch here.
Roger that. Now, the river is in plain sight tonight. You'll probably be able to see it from 12,000, 15,000 feet with no problem. We have a scattered deck of clouds right now that's moving in from the northeast. However, it looks like it'll stay workable for the length of time we'll need. The Dog's Head faces to the west, and it looks just exactly like a Dog's Head as you saw on the map.
Roger.
Okay, the 23 is halfway down the base of the back of his neck on the east side of the river, and the 237s are southwest and northwest of his nose on either side of the river.
Roger, copy.
And what we'll do is, when you get in the area, we'll roll in and slap a couple really beats at them and see if we can get them to come up. And if not, it'll probably take a pass with a Mark 82 to get them up.
Roger, and we'll keep one high and then work the other jet, okay?
Roger that, and we'll stay to the east of the target over the clouds and leave the other area open for you, and we'll be clearing you in on random headings on this particular target as long as you keep us in the clear of your headings.
Roger, will do.
Okay, to the southwest, about 15 to 25 clicks is the what we call the plateau, safe area, Maryland would be your best bailout heading if you're going that way. To the east, feet wet would be your best. The working altimeter will be 3001. And the high high terrain in the area in all directions around the target. Within two clicks of the target goes up to 2,500 and to the south, to the northwest up to 3,300.
Roger, copy.
There are negative friendlies in the area, and as I say, on this ground fire, they've produced somewhere in the vicinity of a couple hundred rounds of 23 and a couple hundred rounds of 37 so far tonight, but this is the first soft ordnance we've had to put on them.
Roger, I understand.
Champion, what's your present position?
Okay, we're coming up on 050 radio, 37 miles. We're heading about 170. We'll be there shortly.
Roger that, and we'll be to the east of the target. We're moving over in that direction now. And we'll be rolling in from the northeast, and we'll be breaking back to the east. And as soon as we're clear of the target, we'll be clearing you in to work. The best heading to start from would be from the south east to northwest with a left break.
Roger, southeast northwest, copy. And that one sight that runs down the middle of his back, is that just about halfway down the back part of his head there?
Roger that. That's where the 23 is located. We relieved the covey out here. We have not seen these guns fire ourselves. The covey relieving us put three flights in on them, and he fired on every one of them.
Okay, beautiful.
As a reference also, there's a bright fire on his nose west of the river, about 50 meters west of there. And the two guns, the 237s from that fire, should be one to the south, southwest, approximately, I would say, 500 meters, and one to the north-northeast, 500 to 700 meters.
Roger, copied, and you recommend Mark 82s first?
Oh, Roger, I think if you make a pass on the Mark 82s, we'll put you in on the 23 where we suspect he's at, and if he comes up, we'll have number 2 cleared in on the guns at any time.
Okay, and 2, you can get set up and pick your own target. I'll roll in first.
Roger, this is 2. Shy, go ahead and set up CBU. Shy, drop 82 first. What do you recommend?
If number 1 comes in with his Mark 82s, number 2, I'd suggest you stay with your CBU. If the gun comes up, we'll put you in on the CBU. Otherwise, we'll use multiple passes on 1 until he comes up.
Champ 2, copy.
Champion 407, Covey 570, what's your present position?
Roger, we're just coming up on the 110 radio 34, and we'll be there shortly.
Roger that. We'll stay just to the east of the dog's head here, and we'll be in position for a roll-in. We do have a shielded beacon if you desire us to turn on.
Okay.
Mail 570, Dagger.
Covey 5, Dagger, this is Covey 570, go ahead.
Hi, man, Covey. Dagger's about 80 miles out now. Can you work us right away when we get there?
Standby 1, how long will it take? take you to get here?
It'll be about 10 minutes.
Roger, stand by one.
Yeah, the champs will be available to stay in the area until about 2-5. And we'll stay high for them if you want me to, Cubby.
Roger that, champions. Roger, Tiger, if you scoot on down here, we've got a set of A7s coming in. However, they do have play time, so if you want to come right down here, we'll start briefing on the target now.
Okay, stand by one. I'm going back to line, and we'll be up in a minute.
Roger that.
And the champs will stay high and try and pick the target up.
Roger that, champs, and I don't know how many we have in this Dagger flight, but if there's more than one, we'll be working them just about the same way we anticipated working you.
Roger, copy. And the champs are about 4 miles north, and I have one fire burning on the ground down there, copy.
Roger that, champs. Let me check on Dagger. We may be able to give you a couple passes in the meantime if you want.
Okay, well, fine.
You'll see, if you have the river in sight, you'll see that one bright fire just on his nose.